Spice. Call your local Grand Rental station now at 970-532-0144 in Johnstown. The very place for everything to rent. That's Grand Rental Station, 970-532-0144.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Jambalaya's reminds listeners that each year many seniors are overlooked. Show how much you care this winter by offering a ride to a religious service, a trip shopping, or check and see if their heating system is up to par. Help protect our seniors and remember a senior today. That's Jambalaya's. Enjoy the specials listed on our complete menu. Open hours that are convenient, so stop by soon for a family treat. That's Jambalaya's, 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. And mention this message for 10% off. Call ahead for large orders, 970-522-1117. Donna and staff love our elderly. The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046.
Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Dr. David Kennedy, and we're going to talk again about water fluoridation and the danger of water fluoridation. You see, basically they're poisoning the American people four or five ways, and of course, really the poison is in more ways than that, but of course the major thrust of, in my impression of water fluoridation is for fertility control, for population control. They use fluoride in our water. They use the mercury in our vaccines. They give us the aspartame and NutraSweet. They give us the genetically modified foods. All of them affect fertility. Why do you think the sperm count is falling all throughout the world? Why do you think the fertility rates are dropping throughout the world? Why do you think so many men have sexual dysfunction? Ladies and gentlemen, they know exactly what they're doing. The one thing is they don't want the public to learn. And they're poisoning intentionally the public. Of course, they're poisoning the children as well. They know what they're doing. These are evil and wicked people. And now we've just seen the end of the H1N1 epidemic. It was a fraud. Do you know how many people died in Great Britain? They told us millions were going to die in Great Britain, hundreds of thousands. 400 people died in Great Britain. In Poland, where they wouldn't even give the vaccine, a nation of about 40 million people, 30 or 40 million, 150 people died. How many people died in America? They lied to us when they tell us that 11,000 people died. You go to the CDC webpage, and it'll be in my next newsletter so you can check it out. About 2,400 people died, and since two-thirds of the people who die have other serious illnesses, about 800 healthy people, black and white, died of H1N1, and it was all a charade. Why? So they could vaccinate the children, give them the mercury, which attacks their reproductive system. But we're going to be talking this morning primarily about the about fluoride. Dr. Kennedy, who's also an expert on mercury, wants to get in that. That's what we'll do. Good morning, David. How are you?
Good morning, Dr. Mundeith. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Well, is there anything new on this effort to poison the people with water fluoridation?
Well, I guess some of the new stuff is that we've actually found out where the material that they're putting in the water is coming from and actually what's in the material.
All right, why don't we talk about that now? You're talking about the hydrofluorosilicic acid?
That's correct, or sodium silica fluoride, which is just the dehydrated form of hydrofluorosilicic acid.
Okay.
more than half of it now comes from China.
Really?
Untreated, raw, hazardous waste directly from the mines of China, thank you very much. And they repackage it and call it an American product, but it's basically a hazard. It, you know, like my friend Bill Hersey called it, that the water fluoridation is hazardous waste disposal or waste management through the public water system. It's a shame that we have allowed our water supply to be usurped by industry so that they can poison our children.
Well, Sydney, well, why do the Chinese shipping it over here? You know, why don't they dispose of it over there? Don't they have waste sites there?
Well, they have a program of removing fluoride from their water supply. There are more people crippled in China from fluoride than any other reason, and that they basically have a terrible problem with fluoride. Air pollution, you know, all those oil refineries or brick plants, concrete plants, all that stuff leaks fluoride. And so it's crippling the people in China, so they package the waste up and ship it here. Otherwise, they'd have to bury it in the ground, and, you know, it's going to eat a hole in the ground and get in the water below and get back in the system. So it's better to ship it to America.
Well, you know, here in Watsonville, not too far from where I live, the municipality is being given $2 million by apparently the California Dental Association to pay initially for fluoridating the water. Now, where is the California Dental Association getting the money? Is there any way we can trace this back to the companies? What is it, Cargill, that's doing this?
They're actually traced back to you. Not you and me, but the Blue Cross Blue Shield used to be a nonprofit organization, and then when they went from nonprofit to for-profit, the state said, well, hey, you grew your business as a nonprofit, you owe us back taxes. So that was a huge chunk of money going to the, not the California Dental Association. The California Dental Association is a hands-off organization because they know there's liability. So what they do is they form a separate corporation called the California Fluoridation Task Force. Well, every face on that board is also the same face you'd find at the California Dental Association. But anyway, they take the money that we got from Blue Shield, and then that was running a little low. So what they've done now is they've tapped into First Five, which is the initiative that the citizens of California passed that's supposed to help children. Well, they're now using that money to buy hazardous waste and fluoridation injection equipment and that sort of stuff for the kiddies. You know, we've got to get their hazardous waste dose today, and that's basically tax dollars that are going to force children to consume a brain damaging chemical. You know, it doesn't work when you swallow it. All it does is poison you. So it's just a scam.
Is there any way to reach the legislators, you know, to let them know, or do they already know and they're in on the take?
I think the latter. I've made too many trips up to the state capitol trying to alert them, and you know, occasionally you'll get an environmentalist or even an arch conservative that is ready to protect your rights to safe water, and they roll over. They do. It's all about deals, and so you know they nod and they smile and say, yes, I share your concern about the health of the children, and then you know next time you turn around they've got a knife in your back. You know, and, oh, okay. So it's like the Watsonville basically had argued them to a standstill, and the city attorney put a biased summary on the initiatives that the citizens had proposed. They had to sue him and won to get the biased summary off, and then
hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Years ago, when when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group. Gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. iMoneyCoach.com's financial experts understand the forces that have brought our economy to where it is today and the difficult times ahead. For under $200, the online financial courses at iMoneyCoach.com will give you the power, insight, and tools you need to successfully navigate the coming financial storm. Gain thousands of dollars of training materials and videos in this 10-course program for under $200. Check out iMoneyCoach.com. That's iMoneyCoach.com.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Water fluoridation and insists it's perfectly all right. but none of them will debate the issue. Have you run into that, David?
Yeah, you know, I have a jester's hat that I keep with me and a rubber chicken that when some citizen in his enthusiasm for defending the water decides to set up a debate, and the other side never will show up. I mean, they have shown up, I think, on a few occasions, but they always want to structure it so they know the questions ahead of time, and they don't have to actually deal with the issues such as, you know, what's actually going in the water, what the actual substance is being used, whether or not there's any evidence that it's beneficial, those kind of questions. They don't want to talk about that. They want to talk about it being recommended. But anyway, so I keep this jester hat in my briefcase. So I can't tell you how many times, it's probably 24 times, that where the other side doesn't show. And so I just say, you know, I've heard these arguments so many times, I'll just go ahead and do both sides of the argument. And so I just so that you know who's talking, I'll put this red and yellow striped hat on. I picked it up on the street in Venice. It's the jester's hat from Shakespeare. And so I put that on whenever I'm talking their side. And then I, you know, just myself on the other side. It, you know, their arguments are hysterical. I can get the audience just rolling over in laughter, you know, that they make such stupid statements like, model teeth, you know, the funny-looking spots that kids get on their teeth. And I just quote Michael Weasley. He said, they mix the most beautiful white spotted teeth you've ever seen. Anybody, then I show a few slides of white spotted teeth, and they just, they think that's an insane statement. So, you know, if it caused hairy warts in the middle of your forehead, that, you know, they would say, well, it's a beautiful texture to your skin. And so, you know, it's just the liars. They just keep coming up with another bigger, taller tale. And I'm surprised their nose doesn't grow, but I guess that's only Pinocchio.
Well, our telephone number for out there in the listening audience, 877-254-7524. If you have a question for Dinah Kennedy, 877-254-7524. Well, at least here's something that we're successfully, importing from communist China. We got our melamine that killed also many of our pets, and I'm sure it's in the food supply. We know it's in the children's formula they're giving to our children today. It's coming from communist China, our good friends over in communist China. And now they're exporting this deadly poison that's being put into our drinking water with the full support of people in Washington, D.C., who know exactly what's going on. But the last thing they want is for the American people to realize that they are being intentionally poisoned with the full support of not the average scientist at the FDA or the EPA, but the leaders of the people who have been put in positions of power to destroy the health of our people and the lives of our people and the future and hope of our children, because they're destroying the health of our children. Well, David, Sidney, we were telling us a little bit about Watsonville, because I know you've been involved in that. And so basically, the thing that I thought had been put to rest, that the people had had a vote, the people voted, they did not want anything put in their water, and it had not been cleared and authorized by the FDA. And then they came back again, and they said, well, now we can get the money. It doesn't matter what the people want. We're going to go ahead and do it anyway. Is that about where we stand?
That's not quite right. They almost had almost had it worked out, like you said. You know, with the let's cram it down their throats. They don't want it, but you know, we know it's good for them. And then the room got packed full of the same people that passed the initiative and did all of the groundwork to pass a protective ordinance that the city failed to defend, and some of them got cold feet. You know, they realized that, you know, there were enough people in that room that with their friends and family that they weren't going to get reelected to any office. And all these people, they get into office and they're going to stay there until they're 170 years old. And they all look for, you know, because we got termed out limits on a lot of stuff, they all look from this one, they want to step to that one and step to that one and step to that one. So that's how this came about, is that there was no effort to make Watsonville fluoridate. the court had mandated it, but the dental association didn't want to spend the kind of money. You know, $2 million to fluoridate what, 50,000 people? Let's see. They say it only costs 50 cents. That would be $25,000. I mean, I think $2 million is bigger than 25,000. I don't know about that math, but I think they're lying about how much it costs to put the stuff in the water, for one thing. And who did that? Was the mayor. Why'd he do that? He wants money from the dentist. And so he goes and kisses a little rear and says, you know, hey, maybe we could, you know, get your favorite hazardous waste in the water supply in Watsonville. I'll help you do that. I'll champion. And even though the city attorney was saying, I'm not ready to sign this, he's, all in favor, say aye. Let's put this in the water. And he tried to ram it through, and then a couple of people drug their feet, like Caput and Anderson, the other guy, and they managed to stop the juggernaut. Only temporarily. What did they do? They set up an expert committee. Who gets to appoint the people on the expert committee? They get the mayor does. Well, the mayor has an agenda. Well, that's going to work real good. So anyway, they're going to got their expert committee, which just means you're going to push the time back a few weeks until people kind of forget and calm down. Well, fortunately, they've got a pretty good newspaper in Watsonville that has been writing letters to the editors and editorials. Give fluoride to those who want it, but keep it out of our waters, that sort of stuff. Local Teamsters. John Martinelli, you know Martinelli's apple juice, is wonderful, pure, locally grown apple juice. He's the biggest employer in Watsonville. He is their biggest employer by far, because not only does he employ people in his plant, some over 200 people, but he also buys all the apples from all the orchards around there. So he has a whole gaggle of farmers that depend upon John to take their apples. And he's in competition with China, who's using bad water and, you know, reprocessed apples and yada, yada, yada. But he says he can't sell his juice in Europe if it's adulterated. So the city says, oh, John, we don't want to lose you as an employer. Maybe we can give you your own well. Well, you know, anybody that knows, I look at labels when I buy stuff. I look and see if it was made in Monrovia, Los Angeles. Yeah, that's fluoridated. I won't buy that. Trader Joe's. The organic blah, 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 made in Monrovia. I'm sorry, that's got fluoride in it. So,
well, are they going to give him a well so that he...
Yeah, they're going to give him his own pipe. But
well, I think that basically, of course, we're going to try to get a recall going over there. And all you need to do is flip one vote, because the vote's 4-3 in favor of water fluoridation. Well, who do we have on the line? Who's calling in?
Good morning. This is Craig in Fort Collins.
Hi, Craig. How are you doing?
Good. Hey,
do they have your water fluoridated?
I have a dentist friend, and I talked to him about fluoridation in Fort Collins here and getting rid of it. And boy, you thought I was... He reacted like I've never seen. He got really hostile, and acted like I was taking money right out of his pocket. He said, if they ever quit fluoridating the water, I'll quit being a dentist.
Well, I was
shocked by his response and his attitude.
Have you asked him if he's ever checked what the scientists at the EPA really think? Just ask him to go to their website, the scientists, Union of Scientists. It's NTEU280.org. NTEU280.org. That is...
Well, he was very close to the whole idea, so...
Well, just ask him to check it out. Ask him, just in case you're right, don't you think that... does he want to be responsible for poisoning the children? Check it out. I mean, it's right there. You can read the things that are put out by the members, the scientists who work for the EPA, and almost all of them agreed, not all of them, because some of them were afraid to risk their jobs. Anybody who tells the truth is going to lose their jobs. But, you know, the problem we have, and I'm sure David's run into this too, is we are what we believe, and lots of times we believe things that aren't true, and it's hard, it's very hard to say, I've been wrong all along.
Well, That's all I have to say, Dr. Stan. Thank you very much.
Well, don't give up. Bye. You know, you just but challenge him. I mean, at least look this up and find out if it could be true. And if the scientists at the EPA are concerned, shouldn't you be concerned? And if they're not able to get out their information because of the control of the media, shouldn't you be concerned? And if they're poisoning your children, shouldn't you be concerned? Just ask him. Just ask him to check the facts. And just hope and pray that he will. Any thoughts for him, David?
Yeah, you know, I have a couple of thoughts. One, we know we're talking to somebody who hasn't done their homework. Is that if your dentist had read the Journal of the American Dental Association in 2000, he would have read John Featherstone's article saying that the level of fluoride in drinking water doesn't come out in saliva, and it, even if it did, the amount would be too low to have a measurable impact on the acid demineralization of tooth, which is the funny way of saying it can't affect tooth decay because the level is too low. And so here he is supporting the addition of hazardous waste from China to the water supply, demonstrably damaging the children's teeth. I mean, 66% of the children have at least one tooth that has got funny-looking white spots on it. And he hasn't even read his own journal. He doesn't even know that it cannot possibly work the way that it was advertised, the way that it was claimed. You know, when we watch politicians today, if they go out and they say, you know, that's not my baby, and then, you know, 6 months later is, well, the DNA testing did kind of indicate it was in my family tree, so, you know, it is my baby, but I don't recall it, or something like that. You know, that politician is no longer a viable entity because we know they lied the first time. Well, here's fluoridation. How many times have they lied to us? And
hold on, we'll be right back here. The American Freedom Network.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
Even in good times, adoptive parents often face more challenges than other families. When times get tough, these challenges can become overwhelming. But help is at hand for Colorado families that have adopted through the child welfare system. Since 2003, Colorado Post-Adoption Resource Center, COPARC for short, has assisted more than 2,000 families statewide with support, training, information, and financial aid. For each family, there is a story. For the family of two special needs siblings, COPARC means tutoring for their daughter and braces for their son. For the adoptive parents of five, COPARC means needed respite childcare so that they can attend a parenting seminar together. For the single adoptive mother of a son with autism, COPARC means finding the special services she needs to help her son relate to others. A helping hand, a network of support. COPARC is funded by Promoting Safe and Stable Families Program, Colorado Department of Human Services, Division of Child Welfare, and the Adoption Exchange. Visit adopttex.org. Or call 1-800-451-5246.
This is George Flynn of SelfDefenseGuns.com. Our concealed carry classes meet the training requirements to obtain a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit, as well as non-resident Utah and Florida. We feel very strongly that ladies should exercise their right to carry and protect themselves and their loved ones. That's why our Annie Oakley special allows any student to bring a lady to our classes for free. Visit SelfDefenseGuns.com or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, I stand back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Dr. David Kennedy. And we've got, is it Susie on the line?
And David,
can
I comment about that last caller? Can you hear me?
Yes.
He said when he talked to his dentist, it was like taking money out of his pocket. Well,
right.
It will take money out of their pockets. They make a lot of money fluoridating teeth, a lot of money. I tried to talk to my dentist, too, and he wouldn't have nothing of it.
Well, then you find
anyway, just a couple more comments so you can, you know, if they weren't getting rid of it in our water supply, these hazardous materials, they would have to dispose of them properly, which would cost millions of dollars. Not to mention they decrease the fertility with it as they want to kill off most of us. But I'm sick and tired of all this stuff. We tried to get rid of it in the town I live in, but the dentists, they had too much clout.
Well,
I'm hoping it'll come up again, but I think people who initiated it are tired.
Get your friends to just change dentists and start picketing the dentists, you know, with big signs. This dentist is harming the children. You do that.
We can't even get it out of the water supply.
I know.
Nobody's
going to
believe you about the dentist until somebody finally steps up and says it's got to be out of our supply. Now,
right.
Colorado Springs, Colorado, has had it out of their water supply for a long time.
Right. Well,
so I don't
you start picketing, just picket, just start picketing one dentist. Start just target one dentist, anyone you want. How would you approach it, David? Because
well,
you're
I was just going to jump in here and you know, tell me about it. You know, I fought this thing from Texarkana to Nebraska. You know, to Grand Island, Nebraska, to Watsonville, to Bellingham. I've been all over the United States, and it's wearing me out. I'm not getting any younger, and so what I've done is I've put together had 30-minute programs that are for made. They're free access. There's no restriction on playing on a public access TV. And I tell people like yourself and your listeners who are concerned about their water supply to get this 8-part DVD set that makes you a local producer. And you got to go through some hoops to get on public access TV. But I've done it. It's not that hard. It cost me $15. And then you go down, and then you get to play these things once a week, 8 in a row, and then they pay them twice. So you got 16 weeks of information about fluoride and all the bad things that are being done by dentistry to you on your public access TV. I call it immunizing your communities, because all of a sudden you've talked not to two people at some meeting at the coffee shop, but you've talked to 2,000 people at a time, and you get a buzz going in your community. One of the programs that I have is called Poisoned Horses, and it was filmed right there in southern Colorado. And a young lady, Kathy Justice, figured out what was poisoning her horses. She lost, I think, 6 horses, and over a period of 20 years. And this, she finally sent the parts off, as she calls them, parts, leg, and whatever, off to a veterinarian pathologist in Cornell. And he diagnosed what killed the horses, and it was fluoride poisoning. So that made the Pagosa Springs Water District really pay attention, because her horses are show horses. They're worth $500,000. She buys the foals for $65,000, grooms them, teaches them to be wonderful horses, and then shows them all over the place. She's got rooms full of ribbons. And these are her babies, and they're killing them with water fluoridation. Why? Because a horse drinks 15 gallons of water a day. 30 gallons if it's going to have a calf, or what do they call a foal. So anyway, that's the dose is enough to poison a horse. Well, you know, it's not like that's a good dose. And she said once they got the water out, they basically beat them to death with the science behind this. Once they got the water out, she said she had call after call after call from over 15 other ranches around hers from people thanking her for getting the water out because the problem with their horse had cleared up miraculously when they took the stuff out. You can see an excerpt of that on YouTube called Poison Horses Excerpts. But the thing I like is at the end of the thing, she distills her own water that she drinks. She shows the gunk that she was getting out of the water when they were putting fluoride in. It looks like a cup of cottage cheese. You know, they don't just put the fluoride in. There's 17% fluoride in the chemicals they put in. Well, anybody that's good in math would say, you know, I'm missing 83% something, and that's junk. You know, it's arsenic and lead and cadmium and just a whole potpourri of bad stuff. And they also have to add a bunch of base to neutralize the acid, otherwise it eats the pipes in the community. So she just shows you. This is what it was coming out of the distiller when they were adding the fluoride. Here it is 2 months later, and here it is, you know, 6 months later, and all that's left is the mud out of the Pagosa River. So it's an amazing story, and that everybody should be playing this on their local public access TV. That and Christopher Bryson's Fluoride Deception. Betty and I, my wife, filmed a documentary in China at the request of the medical school in China. They showed us how, when you take fluoride out of the water, the people's health improves. And that was a documentary. All of these, Dr. Stan has them, and we can get them to you. You play them on your local public access TV, and you're beginning to immunize your community. And for all these people that go to the dentist and they say, you know, I really don't like fluoride, and the dentist says, oh, you don't know anything, I know everything, change dentist. It sounds like, well, maybe it's an upheaval. No, it's not. You will find there are really good-hearted dentists who've taken the time to train themselves in biological dentistry. Fluoride is not even effective. Not only is it hazardous, it doesn't work that well. It's the wrong way to do it. There are things that work 1,000 times better. So we should be doing that as opposed to poisoning the water. It's a fake program. That they do it so they can say, oh, we care about your little children, so we're going to put hazardous waste in the water supply for them. That's not true. They don't care about the kids. All they care about is appearing to care about the kids. That's what they're doing. It's a PR program for dentistry, and it's really killing the kids. My next video that I'm working on right now is why are America's children why are American children dying? Are we poisoning our children? The answer is going to be yes. But there's, you know, we used to be first in the world. You know, the no other country could hold a candle to us in terms of infant mortality and longevity, health and well-being. And even though that was 50 years ago, before we had any kind of insurance, they didn't even have Medicare. And now we're 39 out of 40. What's happened? We've certainly gone upside down, haven't we? And it's because of the policies that are being handed to us, are actually, in the case of Watsonville, crammed down our throat, spit in our face, that is destroying the health of our nation. And that I'm just saying, if you're a patriot, you can't take this information and say, well, you know, I'm going to go buy bottled water. You have to take this information and do something with it. You've got to go down and get your public access producer's license and start telling your community with DVD video what's going on. There are people that have put their jobs on the line. We were talking about Bill Hersey at the EPA. There's a union that represents all the scientists, and it voted unanimously.
Hold on, we'll be back in just a moment with Dr. David Kennett.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
Are you aware that oxidative stress provides a foothold to more than 100 diseases? Discover the only supplement clinically proven to eliminate the age-dependent increase in markers of oxidative stress to that of a 20-year-old. www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com. There is only one product that triggers your body to produce a host of free radical-fighting enzymes. www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com. For your improved health, check out the ABC video at www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. KHNC listeners are painfully aware of the forces that have brought our economy to the state it's in. We want financial advice from experts who understand what's really going on. The iMoneyCoach.com team has put all the knowledge they use to coach successful people and businesses into a 10-course training program for only a fraction of the cost. Thousands of dollars of training materials and videos for under $200. At iMoneyCoach.com, you'll get the knowledge you need to change your life for the better. iMoneyCoach.com.
Well, I'm back here in America's Network. Our guest this morning is Dr. David Kennedy, and we're certainly talking about the tragedy of water fluoridation. And this is something we just have to keep hitting at, because they're poisoning our people. And remember, it's not simply the fluoride. They're putting mercury in our vaccines. They're giving an inordinate amount of a toxic dose to our children and to the pregnant women, and because that was one reason for the recent phony epidemic, so they could poison more people with it. Then, of course, the genetically modified food, the aspartame, at least four things that they're doing, all of them affect fertility. They know exactly what they're doing. Susie, are you still there? Did you take off? I guess Susie's gone. Well, once again, our number 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. Give us a call, and if you have a question or comment. But, David, are we making any progress? How long have you been at this? Ever since I can remember, you've been at it, what, 30 years?
You know, 30 years ago, I was probably promoting it. I think I turned the corner about 1984.
Okay.
In that time frame, I joined the Academy of Oral Medicine. I ran into John Yamianis. I started reading up. I was challenged. I wrote a chapter in my book and sent it off to a physician friend of mine, Roy Cupsonell, who recently passed away. Thank you, Roy. He's a good man. And Roy sent me the chapter back on fluoride, and he says, Kennedy, I think you need to rethink your position. Well, Roy and I agreed on almost everything else, and I said, well, why'd you say that? And he said, well, you better read Yamianis' book. He says, I think it's a little more accurate than yours. And so I read John's book, and I had to rewrite my chapter, and actually John became the publisher for my book. But I was just parroting back, and that's the problem with the dentist. All I did when I wrote that chapter on fluoride, I just regurgitated the stuff that I memorized in dental school. Well, John was a PhD in chemistry, and what I was saying was malarkey. It was just malarkey, but I didn't know it. I hadn't done my homework. I was just being a student. I knew I'd memorized all the stuff I was told. So there you go. But that's not what the public expects. If you're going to take the authority to write a book, you need to do the research. I had 450 references, but I didn't actually go get the reference and look at it. And what they were was that they were stuff that the ADA had sent me. They referenced themselves, you know. And I say it's good. It's kind of like, you know, asking the minister if church is good. Of course it is. But, you know, their church is good, not that other church or that other church. Theirs. So it was, they're telling you what they think. And so it's an opinion, not necessarily a scientifically proven fact. I've gotten better over the years. And because I don't like to be criticized, you know, I like to be accurate. And so I did my homework. The problem with the promoters of fluoridation, they know they're lying. And so they just take all of the negative information about this material and start trying to spin it. They, oh, well, we got to spin it this way and spin it. They say, oh, like children get dental fluorosis. There's no question. You put fluoride in the water, the baby ends up with, you know, when the permanent teeth come in, they're spotted. So 66% of the children have at least one tooth that's spotted. That's their data, not mine. That's their data, National Institute of Dental Research. So that's what's going on there. So what do they say? Oh, it makes the most beautiful white teeth you've ever seen, and it's not objectionable. You can hardly see it. And you know, you have to weigh the risk versus the benefit. Well, there is no benefit from swallowing fluoride. So you don't weigh the risk versus the benefit. You look at the risk, and you eliminate it. But
well,
you know,
we've got somebody calling in here. Who's calling in?
Yes. Good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Janon in Texas.
Hey, how are you, Janon?
I'm fine. I had one quick question for Dr. Kennedy, and I will hang up and listen to the answer. He said a while ago when describing, I think it was Watsonville, that the mayors get a lot of money from donations, I guess, campaign donations from the dentists. And so that's what motivates them to keep on fluoridating no matter what the people want. And I don't quite understand the money flow or the... I can't quite connect the dots on how... what motivates dentists to want fluoride in the water. If you could explain that to me in a really elementary way, I'd appreciate it. I need it on the local scene here, and I'll hang up. Thank you.
The question is, why would dentists want fluoridation enough that they're willing to give donations to the mayor? How would you respond to Janon?
When you look at the contributions of people to political campaigns, the Dental Association and their political action committees are actually one of the major contributors to almost every politician in the United States. And it's not just their money. They're using what I would call money laundering because, you know, I know the dentists, they're really cheap. They're not going to cough up a lot of money for political campaigns. But what happens is industry that has fluoride for sale, whether it's toothpaste or whether it's hazardous waste people, contribute generously to the nonprofits that all these dental associations run. And so they get money in from the nonprofits, and the dentists then take that money and they give it away as political contributions. So it's money laundering. It's you know, from one pocket to the other, and then it looks like it's coming from dentists. It's really coming from industry. And that's where they get all this money to influence our elections, and that's what they're doing with it. Well, the problem, I think, is that there's a lack of courage, a lack of moral fiber and integrity in the dental profession. Is it? I just got this email the other day from a dentist, and he says, you know, that I care about people, I care about honesty, and I want to tell the truth, but am I going to be attacked by the Dental Association? And that's what they do. And this is actually, if a prosecutor wants to get on it, it's called organized crime and racketeering. Because what they do is they use the power of government to silence their detractors. That's basically the definition of organized crime, is that when you have more than one party involved to suppress another activity or promote another activity, you've got the organized crime and racketeering. That's what they're engaged in my opinion. And that's, he says, I'm a concerned California dentist who would love to tell the truth, but I'm afraid. Because I'm afraid of being attacked by the dental board. And that's because that's what they do. So you can keep the sheep in line. You don't need a wolf. All you need is a dog that nips at their heels, and all the sheep go down the same direction. So that's exactly what's happening. And when you want to run for office, you need money. And that's
hey, we're out of time, David. God bless. Talk to you this afternoon.
Okay,
our guest, Dr. David Kennedy, will be back in just a moment. Wrap up, folks.
This is George Flynn. For several years, I was privileged to host the Words of Freedom show here on KHNC. If you've been wanting a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit or non-resident Utah or Florida permit, please note that I've been a firearms instructor since the 1970s and currently conduct concealed carry classes under the banner of Self-Defense Guns. Please visit our website, selfdefenseguns.com, or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, I'm back here at our Peter Patrick, and I enjoy being on this network. You got a wonderful listening audience and a wonderful opportunity to reach people all throughout the northern part of Colorado, and the station is having some financial problems. It's hard to pay all your bills every month. So if you're in a position out there, you can help Don and the station, the American Freedom Network. Why don't you give them a call at that 877 number, 877-254-7524. Make a pledge or simply give them a call and send them a check and help them out, because they certainly deserve your help and support. They're doing a great job of influencing thought, and certainly I appreciate the fact that many of our programs are heard not only in the morning but in the evening, and people are listening. Great listening audience. So if you're in a position to help the station, why certainly get in touch with them and do that. And so I know a lot of people are not in a position. A lot of people are hurting today. And believe me, things are going to get a lot worse. But we need this station. Hope that you will continue to support it. Well, this is the time when I really hope that many of you, if you have not yet read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you'll decide you're going to find out what this is really all about. Why are these things happening? I mean, it seems incredible that there could be this program to destroy the fertility of our children. And, of course, remember, especially with mercury, and I don't know if it's true with the fluoride, but I know with the mercury, you actually change the DNA not only of this generation, but of future generations, so that the children will not have children. And this is how you alter reproduction. This is truly diabolical, and all the things that are going on are just organized evil. And so why are they going on? Because we're dealing with organized evil. That's why you need to read my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, and start referring to these people as the Brotherhood of Darkness. People hopefully will begin to read and learn and study, find out who they are, what their real objective is. And it's far different. It's not just simply power and money. It's something far more sinister. You can get the book or the DVD, The Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to hear my talk on the Forbidden Secret, on the Financial Armageddon, and the syllabuses of both of those talks. And then so much more from our website at RadioLiberty.com. But probably the Secret Mystery series of three DVDs by Chris Pinto. You know, we do have a DVD where Chris Pinto actually talked to our group on the Atlantis connection, referring to Lost Atlantis. Cindy Constance Cumbie's DVD, The Emergence, excellent. So our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our website, RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com. We hope you'll go there. You can watch our DVDs for nothing. You can listen to our radio programs for nothing. You can read our letters, but please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for Radio Liberty and help this radio station. Till tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. For over 15 years, K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery Care has provided not just clean carpet, but a healthy carpet. Bonded and insured, K&K has brought quality care to your home with a proven safe truck-mounted hot water extraction process that is pH-balanced, allergen-free, and safe for the environment. Tile, grout, heat transfers, and water damage care also available for your...